Today we're going to visit with John Rosa. He is from the Boone County Landfill. He's the administrator, the coordinator for the landfill, recycling, and just a legendary person all around.
You had to get that in
there. I had to throw that in there somewhere. So,
yeah. Good morning.
Anyway, hey, welcome
Happy
back.
Happy Wednesday.
It is, yes, as we usually meet on Wednesdays and visit and talk about what's happening.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going with the obvious right away.
Uh-oh.
We have a burn ban, and I'm sure there's a lot of people inquiring, how can I bring my yard waste out? And all of a sudden, they're finding out we are just a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Free.
You can take it out there anytime, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you can bring it out there for no charge.
Yeah.
Well, no charge to you.
Okay. No charge to the customers.
Yes, to the customer.
There's that expense on our side. But, yes, you're talking about the free yard waste disposal started up October. We started the 3rd, technically, for the free time. So it's the same time frame for those of you that have been participating in the free yard waste program for longer than that I've been at the landfill, historically, that it's the same time frame, October through mid-November.
Yep.
But it's just the Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays of those weeks that it is free. So I try to make sure you listen to the whole thing, any listeners, because I've heard from people saying, well, on the radio it said it was all of them. I was like, no, it's the same time frame. However, we got that little asterisk behind it now, or whatever you want to disclaimer to it, to say just the Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. I can give you an explanation of why if you want the details, but the meat and potatoes of it is it's the same time frame, but just the Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays of that that it's free. Mm-hmm. You can still bring it out, but yes.
And, of course, not every year that we have a burn ban in place. So,
right.
And we're not the only one. It's dry.
Oh, boy, is it dry. So, yeah, dusty.
Folks, that's, again, the usual guidelines. There's that 2x4 tree in your yard does not qualify. And, bricks, any landscaping you think you want to try to get rid of.
Swing set,
you always have some people that try to sneak things in, don't you? I mean, you just
because it's in your yard does not make it yard waste by our standards and our definition of it. So if it grows, it goes.
Yeah. Yep. I'd say majority of people are pretty familiar with it and know what to do and treat it properly, but you still have some.
Yeah.
It just happens.
It does, and it's still going on, and yeah, it still is frustrating, but I'm not kind of like recycling some ways, just in general, is, you know, like, why would there be styrofoam and packaging material, and why? And you kind of beat your head against the wall trying to figure out why, but we just keep plugging away, trying to get the message out there to say, this is it.
Somewhere they think they heard that this is the proper thing to do.
Yeah. And maybe it is somewhere else, and that's another topic of discussion is to say you need to know your own local regulations, because in Boone City, in Boone County, can be different to Ames or to Polk or Webster or Minnesota or another country. Everything's going to change. Yeah. So you have to know your local regulations, and so please abide by the rules. Take a picture of that sign at the drop-off, and you always have it on the as a reference for you on your phone to say this is what we can recycle, and you can walk right by the sign and look at your materials and make sure that it matches up with what's accepted.
Most that I know that use it, I mean, you know, they tarp it, they get out there, they got it in branches, they've got it down to a science where you pull the branches and the whole work slides out. I mean, you can tell the people who know what they're doing and have been out there and done it before.
Yeah, so. That's right,
and that's good. So we like that.
And just like yard waste, with all loads coming out to the landfill, all of them need to be tarped or secured is the main thing. We'll get some saying, what about branches? And it's, okay, fine, you can
tie
them down. That makes sense. But the main thing is secure your load and it won't blow out.
Well,
yeah, you're right. It won't blow out if you tarp it and strap it down. Or if you strap it down and you secure it, it won't. But you don't get to make that judgment call about that stuff. It's because then it's wide open.
I will tell people the tarping part. This is not. This was back in the 90s when they put that in.
Mm-hmm.
It's been around for a long time because one of the things was people were bringing out their yard waste in garbage bags, and they were laying in the ditch all the way out there. You could just follow them like Hansel and Gretel, you know, like a trail of crumbs right out there. Yeah. No, but that, and it happened. It did. And yeah. That's the one thing, because of the neighbors on the way out, that was one of the things they did, was say, gotta have them covered.
Yep. And don't pull over on the shoulder by a lane trailer on Montana or just at the corner down at the northeast corner of the landfill and tarp your load there. It starts at the origin. Before you leave home is where you tarp your loads.
No. Makes sense to me. But anyway, I was just wondering, because I would assume that now with the burn ban in place, more people are inquiring, more people need to. Again, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the free opportunity. You still can bring it up. Do you have some haulers that do separate yard waste, don't you?
Yeah, Packer trucks and haulers they'll pick up yard waste from a lot of them and then bring it out.
People have just buy an extra bin or whatever they do, and so they take care of it that way. So
it is an option. Talk to your haulers.
Sure.
If they can provide that. Bring it out yourself. Yeah. Free. You can, on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, just bypass the main entrance, go to the second one, go in and unload, come back out, and you're on your way. If you're on the Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday time, you can bring it on out, but you got to pull on the scale and tell the attendant what you have, and we'll direct you where to go, and they'll take care of you that way. But you're going to pay a little bit.
Yep. Oh, still going on to the 15th, folks.
Yep, and, of November. Yep.
We'll do that.
Got a little time yet.
One of the other things, business recycling thing. Now, here's where it really hasn't changed outside of adding new businesses and stops for it over the last several years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been, again, before you started.
Yep.
So we are up to that point where we are making some changes. Part of it is because of the decision to go ahead and acquire some different equipment, your own Packer truck.
Yep.
So you can focus more on doing the cardboard separately. So kind of relooking at doing that schedule, trying to improve the efficiency of it.
Yep, that's what it comes down to. We see that it's probably still going to be costing us some money to do it, but it's still a diversion from burying the stuff that should not be landfilled, and trying to get a good market for it anyway, and divert some of the costs, divert the cardboard, and then divert some of the expenses, I guess, away from recycling and landfilling. So, we're going to get a Packer truck. We're getting decals and working with a company about the wrap for it, so we'll make it all nice and pretty for Bill to drive around and still do his job. But we're going to change some of the logistics behind it, just in we're going to focus on cardboard with it, and I know that's gonna be a change for some, but we are still our intentions are still to do all of it, but we're going to focus on loading up cardboard, get a full load, and then divert that to a recycling facility in Des Moines instead of taking it back to our transfer station. We still want to be able to serve all the businesses as well, so our goal, frankly, is to still do the same things, but it's going to be different times. It might be longer delays. There might be times when you have three bags, a container of paper and plastics that meet the recycling criteria. You might have to hold on to them a little bit longer, and we have carts. We'll work with customers to provide that service.
Sure.
I guess to store it just a little bit longer, we think, because probably like every 2 weeks is our intent to go around and collect the paper and the plastics and the non-cardboard recycling that we have been doing. So still doing a paper run, if you will, or the other stuff, and collecting it that way. So just not maybe going to be doing it on a daily or every other day basis, or even a weekly basis. It's going to drag out, and it's going to be a work in progress. So please be patient and understanding if you're a business that we've been serving, that sent messages out. I'm going to send out emails to say, this is in the works. We're shooting for November 1st. I'm not sure if the truck will be ready. It might just be the following week, but it's coming soon. To provide that service still to our business customers.
All right, so as an example, for those that are listening, for us, obviously, once a week, really, that's pretty fast for us. I mean, we donate, if we fill half a bag in a week, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So, going 3-4 weeks, something like that, or once a month, that's not, that we can handle that.
Yeah.
What about cardboard things we get, though? Do we still put that in there? And is that going to, there's going to be some you're going to have to double handle.
Right. It is. I guess we're trying to get as much cardboard as we can separated, segregated from the other stuff. So when we pick up just cardboard, you know, we want just cardboard. If you have a lot of papers and you're accumulating that and you throw them into one cardboard box and then you're going to give it to us that way, that's going to be part of the paper run. And we're not going to pick it out. It's probably just going to be part of the transfer. Okay. Is that what you're referring to, if I'm getting the question?
I mean, we do get something shipped in and corrugated, you know, and in boxes and stuff like that. So should I just take those out to the drop-off and put them there? Should I just... What? Yeah, I mean, do I call and get a special stop?
For a few boxes, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's not a lot, but occasionally, you know, we get those.
Right. So it's still going to get recycled. And in that case, if it's going to be mixed, if you just have a couple boxes, we're probably not going to stop for a couple boxes.
Okay, yeah.
Honestly, you know, we want bigger stuff. We want to be able to fill the truck up. Our goal is to get about 2 ton of cardboard into that truck, probably on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And then we can divert that and sell it to actually make some recoup some expense, some costs, I guess, lessen our expenses, if you will, to make it more efficient. But then if you have, you know, you're throwing all your stuff in a cardboard box, that's okay. We're going to get that with our paper run or our non-cardboard run, if you will, and then it's going to go to our transfer station, and then it'll go to a recycling facility in that stream.
I mean, it's still going to the recycling. It's just not going to be part of the bulk that you're...
Right. Yep. So, there it is. So it's still going to get recycled, and that's okay.
I was
going
to say, because I look out there at the drop-off location, sometimes there's a lot of cardboard there.
There sure is. Yeah, and that's, you know, generally speaking, that was set up for residents to use. And we're not saying businesses can't use that facility either, but it's just generally they're going to have bulk, so that's going to fill up those containers faster and unnecessarily, especially if they're not broken down, the boxes in particular. So, you know, initially it was set up for residents, and we're not really focusing on that. We're talking about our business route. We're
trying to get focusing on
trying to get volume of cardboard and fill that up, and the more we can fill it up, not that we want to fill it up because we're going to have to go unload it, but if the containers or the truck is full, then that's going to be the best to go down to and unload. So we get bigger companies that have Gaylords full of cardboard, so a cardboard Gaylord full of cardboard. We're going to grab those and set them to the side and then fill up the truck when we need to top it off, so to speak, and just try to maximize that trip. So that's the goal. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be a change. It's going to be a work in progress.
And, I was going to say,
changes, inevitable.
You kind of have the idea on how you want to do it, and it is all about improving the efficiency, getting the best bang for your buck, you know, folks, we say recycling is free. It's not. It is one of those things where we do have an expense, and again, that's one of the issues that you try to make it as close to not
right.
You know,
zero would be great. If you could ever get
if you
there.
Could break even.
And maybe if you sold and sorted, you know, how it used to be done, you know, years past, it was working with Genesis and sorting and baling and storing and trying to manage the markets. And then when they, you know, when they're good and you could sell everything off and make some money, that's wonderful. But the fact is, it dies and it drops, and then you have to store your material. And then you're paying storage fees, or you're waiting for it to be able to be sold. And then it was, you know, we were not financially sound doing that process back in the day either. So it's less expensive for us right now, and we want to continue to make it less expensive. So shooting for zero, and that would be frankly be a dream. You know,
we do know that corrugated cardboard, the brown cardboard, as a rule, I mean, that's a decent market for that, and that you can find ways to get rid of. But I remember, bailing all the newspapers and all of that stuff, and all of a sudden the market went away, and then
and there it sat, and then we wait, and
hauling aluminum cans. Those are another one that those are a chill. Well, got to find the right market, the right day for that.
Yes.
So, and again, that's a business thing.
Yep.
Well, we keep working at it.
That's right.
You did have your last on the road household hazardous waste event.
Yeah.
It was down in Madrid. How'd that go?
Good. Yep. Good turnout. It sounds like there was, I didn't personally attend that one, but it sounds like there was some larger loads coming in, if you will, some people, which is fine. while we're on that topic, you know, as we do our last one coming up in November 2nd, it looks like, would be our last Saturday collection. We really try to emphasize we have a 4-container limit. We try to
okay.
bring us a whole truckload. That's really problematic. We are a satellite storage facility, and having one person come in and dump, you know, a trailer load, a truckload, that's hard. And that's so we ask that go directly to Bondurant, or we just need to regulate, because it's supposed to be a very small quantity generators. And when you have, you know, cleaning out that house that was 50 years of hoarding, perhaps, of all the harsh chemicals, that's tough to deal with. We're not staffed for it, but also just storage of it. So we put a limit on saying, okay, 4 totes full of that, so tubs or whatever you want to call them. So, you know, be
and for
nice.
And for most people doing that, that's easily enough. But
yeah, and the paint, you know, is always going to be the spot too. If you understand, you can probably fill up your totes a lot easier with stuff that's accepted if you remove the latex paint and don't bring it to us for the household hazardous waste, because that's not something that is part of that program.
We're going to send it home with you.
Yep, you get to return it. So if you're filling up your tote and you've maxed out your 4, you needed 5, and you filled it with latex paint, you're going to make another trip because you're taking that back home, and then you'll bring the other stuff back. So, yeah. Latex paint and just needs to be dried.
You still get people thinking that they have to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I can understand. There are people. It was like batteries, you know?
Yeah.
There for the longest time, it wasn't that big of a deal. But all of a sudden, we got a lot of fires starting.
Oh, man.
And we want to cut that. I'm sure that's still happening, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's everywhere. You know, we went to a conference, and that's still one of the hot topics, if you will, in landfills, is batteries and getting them out of the landfill and out of the recycling center and out of the processing plants, out of handling it and get them smashed and causing fires. It's whatever process that could be problematic, I guess, in whatever capacity, running over them, having metal contacting them and starting fires. It's everywhere. It's not going away. Doesn't seem to be getting better, as you hear from other landfill and recycling folks in working with it, that it's a problem. And that's why we're trying to take them all. And that's one of them Saturday collection events too. Bring us your batteries, all batteries collected, bring them all to us. So you're not trying to figure out, is it lithium ion, alkaline, NiCad, rechargeable, worry. Whatever. Just bring them to us.
Cover the positive part if you can.
And please, yes.
Do whatever.
That saves some time.
I do the packing tape. I've been working on that. So
excellent.
Get my double A's and triple A's all in there, and then I fold it over. And
pretty slick and easy. Lay it out.
Throw it in a box and hope they all stay there. So when I bring them out. But that's it. I mean, you know, again, it's one of those, try to get in the habit of doing things like that. So I think that's okay. No. A couple of quick notes here as we get ready to wrap up. Of course, we've got some holiday time coming up. I'm pretty sure you're excited about what all you're going to have coming up. Uh-huh. You guys were out at the Senior Resource Fair.
We had a display,
Just explain to people about recycling and what's going on.
Yeah, household hazardous waste, and I think there's batteries we're trying to focus on, too, for education.
I'm pretty sure there are people asking you about sharps, because you have a process for that as well.
Yep. Yes. One thing probably could have hit on with the household hazardous waste stuff is including the sharps containers. And that's one that we can, you bring us a container, a proper container would be the emphasis. So it doesn't have to be a sharps container. Those are great and wonderful. Laundry detergent containers are good. Those are heavy duty plastic. Don't put them in a milk jug. Those are not heavy enough. Don't put them in a plastic bag. Not heavy enough for safety. So put them in a proper container, duct tape the lid shut, bring them out to us, and you can drop them off at the landfill office anytime we're open, not even by appointment, as long as we have someone in the office, which we do one way or another, 8 to 3 Monday through Friday, and Saturday's 8 to 11. So you can drop those off anytime, and again, that's just the sharps right in the office area. So,
and I'm pretty sure that we're going to have another one of these drug take back opportunities that'll be coming up. Usually, it's twice a year. I think April and October is when they do
that's
it.
That's right. Yep.
Again, people that if you're throwing away outdated prescriptions, over the counter medications, things like that, you prefer to have them take it to that.
Yes.
Part of the issue is you you don't get, you know, at some point in time, you might get enough in there, but it does get into the groundwater.
Yep.
And that's a, you know, try to avoid that.
Yep.
That's what you try to avoid.
So. Yep.
Yeah, they put a lot of pressure on you. All right. I know. I got to ask a little bit. So far on the methane thing, I know they've been working on a different landfill, trying to go up, put some things up, but you guys are pretty much on a holding pattern, so to speak, right now.
Yeah, that's it's and it's even more of a holding pattern, I think. The last conversation I had at the conference last week was with the company that we're trying to work with is, you know, they're a little bit uneasy about where we're headed in the future. And if you followed along to our discussions about what's our future at the landfill, well, it's I don't know, sometimes it's kind of bleak sounding about running out of space. And we're trying to cut down on how much stuff we are accepting. And so then they get a little nervous because they need a quantity of garbage coming into the landfill to generate
methane. Yeah.
So they would want more, and which is, you know, here we go with the conflict. All right, this is good that they could recover the methane. If we put more garbage into our landfill to create more methane, they can produce more energy with it, renewable energy. Cool, you know, renewable, good job, they're doing something good with it. But if we don't have enough, then they don't want to put in a renewable natural gas because it's expensive.
Well, it needs to be something that's cost effective for them.
Yeah. So if there's problems with that, if we cut back, then they may not want to put in a system. So it's
a work in progress again.
And yeah,
so much.
These are part of the challenges of the balancing act of should we do this? Well, the results of doing this is that over here. And so there's drawbacks. There's good things. There's bad things. Yeah, it's a work in progress is all I'll give it at this point.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm hopeful. I'll remain hopeful. I get accused of being too hopeful sometimes, but I'm optimistic. I'll try to stay that way and keep the effort going, and we'll see if it works out. You know, it would be great. It's also not something that we have to do. We're not required to do this at this point in our operations, but in the future we could, and that'll be another bridge to cross at that time.
Clubs, groups, organizations would like information about recycling and how to do it properly and some of the changes that are going on and the landfill. And again, the efforts to extend the life of the landfill as much as possible within reason. Again, he does math. He knows how. He can give that presentation to you. Just call out to the landfill and try to set something up.
Yeah. Please do give us a call. Love to talk to groups about it. It could be recycling, composting, renewable energy, as much as I can about that, airspace, anything about the landfill. If you're interested in garbage, it's maybe not a big selling point to say, wow, I'm really interested in garbage, but there is more to it. And I try to promote it that way to say, I know it's not the most fascinating topic, but once you start delving into it a little bit more and more, you see that there's more to it than just, oh, throw your garbage away. It smells and just bury it. Who cares? Well, y'all ought to care, frankly. If you're listening, you ought to care about it because we're running out of room and it's meaningful stuff. So, yes, call us up 515-433-0591. Talk to groups, talk to big kids, small kids, anything in between. Come on out to the landfill if you want to see what actually happens. We call it away. Where does your garbage go? It goes away. Well, you can come see
this
away.
This is away.
Yep.
So how is away when it's this dry?
Dusty.
Very dusty.
And a safety concern, frankly. We had, you know, Holler saying, I can't see, you know, so we do dust control. We're spreading some water out there to knock it down. But, you know, that when they're backing up and they can't see the dozer, that's a problem. You know, our equipment. We can't see them. They can't see us. That's an issue. So, you know, it's another challenge. I mean, it's nice when it's dry because it's easier to travel. There's less mud. People aren't getting stuck. But now it's dusty. You can't see. So then we put water down and we spread the water around. So they're not creating water holes.
You just can't win out there, man. You just can't win. John Rosa, our landfill administrator, recycling coordinator. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.